We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, at the end of a line. Omar Abulaz, but two dots. Omar Abulaz, V'nayin L'sheikha Pehem L'makulis, U'chayiv. How do you know if Yishechta Pehem L'makulis, U'chayiv? And this is really a general question by all different Avodah Zarahs, that if you worship it in the not the regular way, even though it's not the avoida, it's not the way you worship it, is with shechting, are you chayiv? Because makulus, the way you worship makulus, by throwing rocks at it. Who said that if you shecht the behemoth for makulus, you chayiv? Where's the makar for that? Zok the Gemara Shunemar, the pasuk says, v'yizbechu oides v'chayim v'sirim. There's a whole parish of shchut echutz in parish of Acharei Mois. And this pasuk is really a pasuk Zayin, where it says, "V'yizbuchu oid es zivcheim la seirim hashem zeinim achareim chukasom tiel lezayis lahem l'day roisam." And it sounds like that you can't shecht la seirim asherim zeinim achareim. So you shouldn't shecht avay the zara. So maybe we're talking about kedarka. Maybe we're talking about that's the way you worship that avay the zara. So that we know from other pasuk. Ain't in your kedarka. If you're ready, you don't need this pasuk for worshiping a Israel Kadarka, the Chassid says in the pasuk Echi Avdu Agoyim Eilas Elihayim, where it says that a person will say, it says a Shom L'chol Pentanok Shachareim, and you'll say that look how they worship, I'll worship them also. So you see, if you worship David Zara in the regular way, Yechayiv. So what do you need this pasuk Lo Yizbuchu Oyd Zivchayim, that you shouldn't shecht to Zivchayim. So Tnu Inyan Shloy Kadarka. This is teaching us even Shloy Kadarka. Even if it's not the way you worship the Avodah Zarah, still there's a chiyuv for shechting a behemoth in front of Avodah Zarah. For the Gemara, this pasuk is extra and teaching us that you're not allowed to be zaveach to any Avodah Zarah. But l'hach yudasa, hamboyle yiniv is something else. L'gatan you learned in a brisa, and this brisa is going to teach us halachos of shchut echutz. And we're going to ask that this pasuk is needed for something in the parasha of shchut echutz. What exactly is shchut echutz? Shchut echutz means that if you're makdish a behemoth to bring to the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to be makir of it outside the Beis Hamikdash. There's a chiyuv karas for that, if you're makir outside the Beis Hamikdash. And we'll see that we need this pasuk for a certain nekuda, a certain case of shchut echutz, because the brayis is like this. Ad kan, until this pasuk, umadavar v'kachim shekdishu v'shasas abamis, by kachim that you're makdish after the Beis Hamikdash was built already, and is the issa abamis, v'kriva v'shasas abamis, and you're makir of it outside the Beis Hamikdash v'shasas abamis. Shari Anshin Amr, it's the first pasuk that says the Oynish, Shnemar, it says in the pasuk, Vel Pesach Oyomoy Loyaviu, and the pasuk goes further, Lahakrim Karmel Hashem, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, Dam Yechoshev Lishahu, Dam Shafach, Ben Nikra Seishahu, Mekarav Amma, it's clearly Chayav Chorus. And how do you know the Hazara, how do you know the warning? Oynish Shemano Hazar Menayin, Tam Levin, it says in the pasuk, Pen Tala, it says Shom Lechah, Pen Tala Olesecha, B'chal Mokam HaShatira. And we know that pen is alav. We could have avnam rav elah, dom rav avnam rav lila. Kamokem shenemar ishomer upen vaal. Anytime it says loshon ishomer upen vaal, ain't elav loisase. That's loisase. So that's the first part of the parasha discussing kachim that we makdish v'shasis abamos, and you makrit b'chus v'shasis abamos. And there's a chiyuv of chorus and there's azar. Mekam ve'elech, the psukim further, it's still talking about shchut echutz. And what's it talking about? Humedaber bekachim shekdisha m'shas heta abamos. Talk about a kachim that you makdish it in the time when it was still mut abamos. For example, before the Beis Hamikdash was built, and the mishkan was a noiv v'givon, and you were allowed to bring a carbon on a bama. So then you makdish it, and all of a sudden the Beis Hamikdash got built. So now it became aser. Who said there, Yechayiv, for taking such a carbon outside? Because this is already slated for outside. So how do you know? So that's where you have to see the Pesukim Vayita. Mekam ve'elech mudav v'kosh v'shekdish v'shas heta abamayis v'kriv v'shas abamayis. You will mak the ship v'shas the heta. Then you will makrov it after Beis Hamikdash was built. How do you know there it's Osir? Shenema, this pasuk that was just used for Avodah Zarah, we need it for this. Shenema is in the pasuk. L'man asher yeviu es b'nei Yisrael sivcheyem asher heim zoivchim. So we tie it like this. Leman yivu bnei Yisrael zivcheim asher in zoyvchem, which means taiches shetarkloch kvar that will matter to you at this when you will makdash it. It was mutter to bring it somewhere else. Al pnei asoda, it's considered if you now after the Beis Hamikdash is built bring it outside. It's considered that you will makir it al pnei asoda. Melamed shekol hazeveach bebama b'shas issa habamos. Anyone brings a carbon in the bama b'shas issa habamos. It's ki'ilu, you brought it, and you makrivit, and you shechted it, and you shechted it. So that says as clearly, there's an issa. Ve'vi'un la'ashem, zu mitzaseh. The pasuk goes further and says that you should bring it la'ashem. Ve'vi'un la'ashem, pesach ha'mayit, you have to bring it la'ashem, zu mitzaseh. U'mitzaseh lo'y sa'asem anayin, tam lo'y yizbuch o'yiz v'chem. Lo'y yizbuch o'yiz v'chem is a laugh. So Clara, we need this pasuk for a laugh, for a different part, a different nekuda, and a different section of the Isser Shchut Echotz. Regular Shchut Echotz means it was van the Beis Mikdash was kayam. I was makdish something to bring to the Beis Mikdash, and now I bring it outside. That's chayav karos. Here you makdish b'shas heta abomis. Still, if the Beis Mikdash gets built, you can't bring it b'shas is abomis. You can't bring it outside the Beis Mikdash. And what do you notice from this pasuk? It's alive and I say, Yochi Enish Karis. Maybe you should get Karis for this. Tamaloyma, it's in the pasuk. Chukas Oilom, Latia Zois Lahem, Ladai Roisom. And Zois is a miyat. Zois Lahem, Layacharis Lahem. Only regular Shchut Dichot is Chayav Karis, not this thing. But what do you see from this whole brisa? That you can use this pasuk, Lasirim, for Avodah Zarah. We're trying to learn that every Avodah Zarah has a Chiv. If you shecht in front of it, even though it's shloike darka, how do you know that the pasuk need for shchut dichotz? So my answer is no. Amarava kari bay v'lo yizbechu v'kari bay v'lo oid. He says there's really two lavim in this pasuk. The pasuk says v'lo yizbechu oid es zivcheim las irim, and we darshan v'lo yizbechu and v'lo oid. We darshan both things because the word oid is extra, and therefore it teaches us both things. First of all, number one, you can't bring carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash, even if you will make it b'shas heter abomis. And number two, we learn from here, you're not allowed to shecht to a avodah zarah, even though it's shloi kedarka. There's a chiyuv, there's a lav, if someone shechts to a avodah zarah outside, someone shechts to avodah zarah, even though it's shloi kedarka, but there's an iser to make a shechita to avodah zarah. Ad kan the sugya. Now we're going to go back to the next mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Motz of a Roisha, if you find on the head of a Avodah Zarah, Moyes, money, ksus, or clothing, or kelim, or utensils, Arei Elu Mutar, they're all Mutar. And we'll have to see why, because the Gemara is going to say, because it's not a Noi, for it doesn't beautify the Avodah Zarah. But if you find Pachili Anavim, it's clusters of grapes, Vatari Shal Shabalim, or crowns of wheat, Vyenais and wines, Vishmanim and oils, Vislosses and flour, or anything else that it's normal to bring to a mizbeach. So here you brought to Avodah Zarah, now you want to use it, Aser. It becomes Aser, else either Noi or to Krevis Avodah Zarah. Zok the Gemara. Menon Emili, how do you know, what's the Makar to this idea that it has to be Dafkal and Noi to become Aser? Omrav Chia by Yosef, Omrav Oishia. Ksiv Echad, Kosav Echad Oimer, Tiru Es Shikutseyem, Ves Gulayem, Eitz Ve'Even, Kesef Zav Asheimahem. You see the Avodah Zarah, and you're going to see with them wood, stones, Kesef Zav. Now, wooden stones are not nice. So it says, Eitz Ve'Even, Kesef Asheimahem. Kosav Echad Oimer, Lo Yisachmoy Kesef Zav Aleim. That you should not take, you shouldn't desire the Kesef Zav that's on the Avodah Zarah. You have to leave it there. You can't touch it. Hakeitzad. We make a hekesh. Imam dum yada aleihem. Ma aleihem, just like the pasuk which discusses aleihem, is davar shel noi, something that beautifies the zara, and that's aser. She'en shel noi is mutter. It says dafka lisach mekes v'zav aleihem. Dafka is v'zav is this aleihem, and not something that's not noi, something that's not, does not beautify it. Afimahem. Same thing. The pasuk it says that what you find imam is aser dum yada aleihem. Ma aleihem davar shel noi aser. She'en shel noi mutter. Afimahem davar shel noi aser. She'en shel noi mutter. So we're saying, just like Alehem, it's Dafka Shalnoi, Imoyim as well, anything that's with it, which would be considered Avodah Zarah because it's Lenoi, is only if it's Noi. But if it's not Noi, if it's not to beautify it, it does not become Osir Al Avodah Zarah. For the Gemara, how do we make the Hekesh that way? Make the Hekesh all the way. Veima Alehem Dumi Da Imoyim. Maybe it's the opposite. That Alehem, which is Kesh of Dafka Alehem, maybe that could be Dumi Da Imoyim. We'll learn that from Imoyim. My imahim, kol mashi imahim, everything is also around it, even eitz v'even, that's not noi. Af aleihem kol shaleihem, maybe also everything aleihem is anything. So if that was the case, so you don't need the pasuk lo sach mekeses of aleihem, because madach imahim is also, everything's also, of course aleihem is also. And you'll know everything. Kamash Valon, it says the Pasuk Aleim to be Megala, to teach us that even Imoim is only Osir if it's Kesav Azov, if it's a Noi, but not if it's not Noi. So now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah that Motzav Roshay Ma'os, Ksus, Oikalim, it's Mutter, and the Shaila is why? Why isn't that considered Noi? Break the Gemara, Moyes Dovashal Noyu, money is very nice. Why isn't that Noi? You're beautifying the Avazor with money. Amr the Rebbe Yanai, Bekis Kosher, it was in a tied pouch, a tolle of Savar is hanging on the neck of the Avazor. That looks like you're using the Avazor as a hook. That's not Noi for Avazor. Ksus, a garment is a davar shenoy. I'm Rabbi Yanai. B'ksus mikupelos v'nachas la'roishay is a folded up ksus. It's not wearing it. The vayzor is wearing the ksus. Good. Here it was folded up and placed on his head. That looks like it's going to the market to sell some clothing. That's not noy. Papa, you know what the case was? He wasn't holding a keli. You turned it over on its head. It's like covering its eyes. You put something on its head like that on the Vedazara. So all those things are not noy, and therefore it's mutter because it's not noy of Vedazara. And it's not a takrevis of Vedazara either, because we learned that takrevis of Vedazara is dafka, something that's brought befnim. So therefore, the halach is that it's those things are mutter. And the second part of Mishnah, Vachila and Avim, and those things could be either as Noi or some things could be as Takroivis, like we learned in Amud Aleph, that anything that's brought Lefnim, Befnim, is called, it could be considered a Takroivis of Avodah Zarah.
What would be if you do all that by Baal Par?
By Baal Par?
Or any of those of
Right. It's also the Dom Meguna is also Kavachem Dom. No, you're saying the Eitz Ve'Evin. You're saying you want to know.
No, I'm saying
Eitz Ve'Evin. Right, those things. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. The Gemara is going to say something similar, but the Elamaisa, it's not beautifying the Vayi Zara. So therefore, it will not be awesome. Even though you're not worried about the coveted part, we'll see the Gemara something similar to what you're trying to say. Let's see the Gemara. On Rashi Vachia, Kol Shul Efnim Min Akilkalim Afilu Mayim Amelach Asa. Kilkalim means the kalim. It means there was curtains around the Vayazara. Now we call it kilkalim to make fun of it. It's like kilkalim's lashon of being like destroyed or something that's ruined. So kol shel efnim min hakilkalim, anything that's inside the mechitza of the Vayazara, fill mayim v'melach, even mayim melach that's not noy, but since it's ke'im pnim, it's awesome. So we just explained that anything that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash is also, even if it's not Noi. So here we have example of that. Mayim HaMelech is also because it's something you bring with Nim. So it says anything that's inside the curtains of the Avodah Zarah, Afil Mayim HaMelech also. Chutz, Kilkalim, outside the curtain, Davashel depends. Davashel Noi, also, because it's beautifying the Avodah Zarah. Shein Shanoi is Mutter. So basically, he's qualifying the Mishnah. This whole din that it's Mutter, it's only if it's outside the curtains. But if it's inside the curtains, then it's something you brought b'fnim, then it could be, that's also another tanai, it has to be something brought b'fnim, it could be at that crevice of Arizar.
So I had on top of the head, it's inside?
It's not. No, you know it's inside the curtain, there's not ball of fnim. The difference is not a problem. It's not ball of fnim. So the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says before, that those things are not a problem, even though it's on the head, because it's not brought b'fnim. So the Gemara, Amar Beisi Barachanino, Nakatinon, we have a klal, ain't kilkalim leila pa'arvla mokulis. There's no din of kilkalim of curtains in front of a pa'arvla mokulis. So what does that mean? Lamai. Elaim with that philippim kechus domi. Does that mean that even though it's inside the curtain, it's like chut? So Mayim HaMelech would be mutter because it's not noy. Vishari. So that can't be. Hashta Purim Farim Kameh Mayim Melech Lema Krimulay. If you go to the bathroom in front of it, of course Mayim Melech will be Aser. Elo is saying a Chumra. Elo filo chutz kefnim dami v'aser. The Chiddush is like this. Even Mayim Melech, which is not Noi, it was found outside the curtains of a bar, that's still Aser. You know why? Because curtains by a bar are Leimailev Leimayrid. Curtains are there if it's Sneas. Pa'ar, the whole Chevtz of the Vezar Pa'ar is Hefker, not being Sneas. Not being tenua, and therefore the curtains don't have any effect in the halachas of pa'ar, and therefore if there's curtains around the pa'ar and it's outside the curtains, it's like fnim dami by the pa'ar and makulas, because these things are not made lekava, and therefore the curtains don't play a role. Zaktenu mishnah ve'ischav m'shayi legina. We also had this mentioned before, Gemara's before. A vezara that had a gina, the vezara had in front of it a nice garden. or merchitz or bathhouse. The halacha is you're allowed to be nene from the garden or the merchitz because it ain't hekdesh l'avodah zarah. The only time it's also is if you pay for it and you give money to the priests, then it's a problem. You're allowed to have anah from the gina merchitz for free, but you can't have anah b'toyva. You can't pay for your what you're using because then you're giving them anah. Another halacha, if there's a shutvis in this gino merchitz, then you're allowed to be nana cyber tova, which means you can even pay for it, because Pasha was saying that it's going for the other people, the money, not for the kaimrim. We could look at it like that. And the Mishnah ends off with a famous yisoid, avoidus chavim asura miyat. We had this before, but now we have a sugya on the afternoon base explaining exactly pshat on this. Avoidizara of a goy asura miyat. The minute he's miyached it, he set it aside for Avarizara, already has all dinam of Avarizara. V'shal Yisrael in a surah chitavid. But Yisrael's Avarizara does not become Avarizara until it's worshipped. Now the Gemara is learning that from Drosh's Dafnum Beis, but the Namuki Yosef says that there is a svarot shabbat, because Avarizara of a guy, if he sets it aside, you could bet your bottom dollar he's going to worship that Avarizara, because he's a guy. But Yisrael always has a chance to do tshuva, and therefore it's not Avodah Zarah until he worships it. Avad, the Gemara makes drash out of it, but that's just the Svarah Shabbat. So we have our Mishnah, two chalakim of our Mishnah. First, chalak of our Mishnah handles about using a merchitz and a gina, and the second part of Mishnah handles Avodah Zarah that was set aside. So the first few lines of our Gemara will handle the first part of the Mishnah. Zot the Gemara, Amar Abaye. What does it mean, b'toyva and shloi b'toyva? Amar Abaye, you want to use the merchitz of Avodah Zarah, b'toyva means b'toyva is kaimrim. They are not allowed to use it if you're paying the kaimrim, paying the priests of the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to pay the money. You're giving them money, you're not allowed to use it. Shloi b'toyva means, shloi b'toyva is kaimrim, means using it for free, that's not a problem. But you're allowed to pay other workers of punk work, the lafuka toivis evedea, the shari. If they have like a bathhouse attendants who work, you're allowed to pay them. That's not a problem. As long as the kaimrim are not making money off it, it's fine to use the Avodah Zarah's merchitz because they're not getting any money from it. Now that was a bias of words. It says v'tayva means kaimrim, shlovetayva, shlovetayva, kaimrim. Ikad the master sefer. Some have a bias member on the sefer. The sefer says, hoyu shalov v'shalacherim, if it was a shutvis and belonged to the Avodah Zarah and other people, then a member b'toyva shloi b'toyva. You can pay for it. What does that mean exactly? Oh my baya, b'toyva means b'toyva sacher. You're allowed to pay the other people. Shloi b'toyva is kaimrim. It means you cannot, shloi b'toyva here doesn't mean for free. It means shloi b'toyva is kaimrim. It's all one thing. It's saying, you're allowed to use it if you pay the acherim, but not, you can't pay the kaimrim. You cannot pay the kaimrim. So man the master say for kol shukein aresha. The ones who says this on the sefer, so kol shukein aresha, that's it's mutter in such a case. Man the master aresha, kol shukein aresha, that fakir there. Man the master sefer kol shukein aresha, that since it belongs to Avodah Zarah, vada you're not allowed to pay any kaimrim any money. It's only mutter if it's a free. So man the master sefer kol shukein aresha, that you have to not give the kaimrim a penny. But man the master aresha of a sefer. Maybe you could, the one who learns the bias memra ratio on the safe, you could learn like this. You could learn the first lashon that they hold that by a shutvis, you're allowed to even pay the kaimrim, since there's other shutvim over here. So when I give money to the shutvis, I can consider giving money really to the other people, not to the kaimrim. It went to the partnership, and therefore it would be mutter. That's the fear manimum aresha. There'll be a kula in the sefer that if it's a shutvis on this Avodah Zarah, so on this Avodah Zarah, collecting money at least on this Avodah Zarah, or the ownership of the merchitz, so there, even though you're paying for it, and maybe some money will automatically get to the kaimrim, it's not a problem because I'm really paying the shutvis, which has in it other people, and therefore it's fine.
What about if you give it directly to the kaimrim?
Then probably it'll be a problem. You have to give it to the shutvis. You have to probably give it to the shutvis. It's not really explained over here exactly what the gedah adav is, but the Avodah Zarah is given to the shutvis, and that's why it's fine. Let's finish up the Amid. It said, "Avodah Chav Meshav Chav Masur Miyad." Avodah Zarah of a guy is awesome Miyad. Zok the Gemara Masnis the money. The Mishnah is going according to who? Rabbi Kivi. Because really, this dim that said the last line of the Mishnah is really Machlokes Tanoim. It could be it's Mamish Punk Fakir that Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is faster also than the other one. The time within a brisa. So Mesis Manu Rav Kiva, Tanu Tanu Brais, Abay Tavdim, Shkol Mekoyim, Yisrael, Shof Vashom HaGoyim. It says in the Pasuk, when you get there to Yisrael, you got to destroy all the places, Asher, Ovdu Shom HaGoyim, all the places it says. Asher, Ovdu Shom HaGoyim. We're talking about kelim shenishtamshu behem la'avodas chov makasa v'daber. We're talking about kelim that were used for avodah zara. Those things have to be destroyed. Now, even if it's also mekaymos, well, the Gemara will handle what that means exactly. Because it says, destroy the mekaymos. Now it says, that doesn't mean the places, it means the kelim shenishtamshu behem chov makasa v'daber. Yochel asom, maybe if you made this kelim le'gomer, you didn't finish it. Or gomer, you finished it le'avim, you didn't bring it to the avodah zara. Avim, you brought the avodah zara le'shtam, you didn't use it for avodah zara. Yochel yirasurim, tamol mashav avdu shama goyim, shein asurim at sheyavdu. Mekan omru, from here we say, avodah zara le'shtam shavim, eina asura at sheti oved. It's not like a mishnah, it's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that avodah zara of a goy is not asur until you actually worship it. V'shel Yisrael asur miyad, but Yisrael is asur miyad. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is punk faker from my Mishnah. He holds that that by a guy it's only asur after you worship it. By Yisrael, by Yisrael it's asur miyad. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, huh?
I think that's far we had that he might do
tshuva. No, right. That's far only as far. It's drushes in the Gemara. The Rosh makes drushes. So this is Rabbi Shmuel. We'll see that on the base of Alpha Arichas. Drushes. Rabbi Shmuel holds that avichavim is also only when you worship it. Yisrael is asur miyad. Rabbi Kiva Machil Vadvarim, the opposite. Avayis Chavim Shavis Chavim Asur Miyat. Avayis Aras of a guy is awesome Miyat. Vashal Yisrael, but Yisrael Achate Avid. Only after you worship it, like we said the Svara before, that Rabbi Kiva was saying a Svara, but really it's all drashas, like we'll see, Miyat Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, a bunch of drashas on daf and base.